Within the framework and context of the past, the present and the future that we've started in this particular section of the Entrepreneur Foundation, we're now going to look at the present state of your industry. And in my view, it looks something like this. We've come a long way in very recent years as we shoot this module, if you like, this session. And at the time of creating this session, what we're finding is that people have had to become better qualified within this profession. They've had to become more professional. And that's allowed us to be recognised outside by the cynical public, the media, the press, and indeed other professions that we work with, like solicitors and accountants, as at least making an attempt at professionalism. And indeed, after the basics have been put in place just a few years ago, the demands now have risen. The bar has been raised and the qualifications have become much higher. And many, many are struggling at this point in time in the industry to meet those challenges. They're really uncomfortable with the change demanded of them to become more professional, more technically expert and competent in their professional skills. That will always be the case in any industry. But this industry is struggling right now in the present. As well as the increase in qualifications and technical competency that's being demanded in the present of our industry, what has happened very recently is the number of organisations, small and large, have come into the marketplace, into this space, and have begun to help us develop and hone business skills. Indeed, the Advisor Gym was created for this purpose. And those business skills include such things as identifying very clearly what it is you're offering to the public, to your future and existing clients. The professional term, the business term, which I think is a bit overkill, is called the value proposition, or the core value proposition. Personally, I'm going to make a record now of saying this. I think that's very silly. It's a bit pompous. All that means is you're developing a service which you're delivering. And I often say to people, look, you're developing a proposition. Are you proposing to do something? Or are you actually going to do it? So I do think some of this jargon has become a little bit silly. And it's like 17-year-olds in the playground showing off about new language that they've learned. So developing a specific service that you can deliver, that's fairly new, where someone's written down and can communicate in writing very clearly, succinctly, this is the service that we offer here. That seems to be new here. Another new thing that's happened in this age of the new model advisor, as it's called, and there's a wonderful magazine of the same term, is that people have begun to understand that you can't treat all of your clients in the same way. Different types of clients at different levels need to be treated differently. And we've called that segmenting. Now, I have to say this. I spent 2 years outside of the financial services industry finding out how effective businesses in the world outside there really run. And I was shocked. I was horrified at how far behind, how very undeveloped the financial services industry was, particularly the cottage industry of the financial advisor, because that's what it is. Little more in most cases than a cottage industry. And I found out that other businesses look at us and they just smile, because they say what my mentor said to me one day. If this, he said, creating a clear service that defines what you do, creating segmentation for your clients so that you offer different qualities and types of clients, different services, having software platforms where your client can access data, that kind of operation, he said, if that's new model, then your industry is in serious trouble, because this kind of behaviour pattern is old hat to almost every other industry and profession on the planet. And I'm going to echo those thoughts. If this is new model, if what I see expressed as new model is where we are today, the present of our industry, we're in serious trouble, because coming into this profession, into this industry, are astute business leaders, marketeers, and entrepreneurs who know exactly how successful businesses run a successful business within which brilliant financial planning is done. And they will consume this market and marginalise everybody else. So if that's where you are, and that's where we are in our industry, you know what? We're in trouble. And we need to look at a different model for the future.